Hello, stranger. I'm not recording as much as I'd like to in this particular channel, Audio Boom. I'm sat in my shed, the rain has just stopped, and I'm in a creaky chair. Can you hear it? Why? Why am I not recording as much here? I guess because I'm using VRP7 for audio snippets, and then I'm dropping an image onto it and uploading it into Twitter. That's given me 240 seconds, which is not bad for a little audio update. And it just sits there, and I've immediately got a backup on my phone, and I drop that into a folder when I'm backing up my phone. So I don't know, it's easy, same as Anchor. Which is also very conversational, and I feel a little bit old school, like I've got a radio show. In fact, I was just writing about something like that on my newsletter, documentally.com/backchannel. Should you still have not subscribed? I mean, come on. And as much as I don't like to do this, and in fact, some people even complain when I do, I'm going to read out the small section I've written so far. I don't actually remember writing it. I think it happened on Wine last night. So I don't know where I was going with this, and I might just leave it like this. But I thought, why not read this section into here and then link to this audio, or at least my Audio Boom channel, in the section on my newsletter and be a bit meta. And so it's in a section called Things I Thought. My newsletter kind of begins with things I did, then it goes things I saw, so the video is normally included there, things I've read in the week, things I heard, which is normally podcast related, things I wrote, sometimes that's a flashback or something I've written in the week, things I drank, yes, I document my drink occasionally. Then it goes on to things I bought, what I've purchased, things I thought, and this is in the things I thought section. And I'm saying audio is easier to record now than ever. And still people gravitate to video, whether it was financial or technological limitations that steered me in the past. I was always audio first. In the 80s, I'd swap compact cassettes with a friend, mostly mixtapes with weird skits and sketches dropped in between tracks. In the 90s, I'd travel with a micro cassette recorder capturing strange psychedelic adventures in Varanasi and beyond. For a brief period in 1995, I had a radio show called Payne's World in my local community radio station. My first dabbling with digital audio came about in the early 2000s. I'd share songs and short stories via LimeWire. Then 2005, I found what we now call podcasting. So that's kind of brief potted history of my experiments in audio. And you know, I just mentioned 2005 and podcasting, and that's 11 years ago, and now I'm using a multitude of super simple, very easy ways to share audio up and out there. And it is easy, and for those that love audio, I think get it and don't miss the visuals. Because if I tell you I'm in a wooden building here and I'm surrounded by mess and chaos and a few cardboard boxes and some packaging for some stuff I've just undone and a pile of things I need to tidy away, books on shelves, guitars on walls, it kind of paints a picture. And I like the fact that we fill in the spaces with our imagination and it make it a very personal thing. So although there will be some cover art of those cassettes I recorded in November and December of 1995, exactly 10 years before I found podcasting proper with an RSS feed and everything, rather than a P2P BitTorrenty type thing. I'll drop that image onto this and upload this to Audio Boom. And long should my passion with audio continue. And I hope you still enjoy listening to audio today as much as you did in the past. I'm still an avid listener of audio documentaries. And I will listen to way, way more than any video that's out there. And I still can't really put my finger on why that is. Anyway, onwards. I am documentally on Twitter. And as I said, I mostly blog now through my newsletter, which is linked off my Twitter account. Take it easy. Bye-bye.